Republican Monica de la Cruz defeats leftist Michelle Vallejo in Texas's 15th Congressional District. By Charlie Spiring on November 8, 2022. Texas Republican Monica de la Cruz defeated leftist Democrat Michelle Vallejo in Texas's 15th Congressional District on Tuesday. With 92% of the votes in, de la Cruz leads with 53.3% over Vallejo, who earned 44.8%. The two candidates ran for the open seat vacated by U.S. Representative Vicente González, DTX, a decision that might have been made after de la Cruz came within 3 points of beating him in 2020. De la Cruz, a small business owner and an insurance agent, was endorsed by President Donald Trump and easily won her Republican primary. The race in this district was closely watched by party strategists, as it demonstrates that Latinos are leaning more toward Republicans in recent years. Vallejo ran as an unapologetic leftist, demanding a $15 an hour minimum wage, Medicare for all, a federal jobs guarantee, and student debt cancellation. Her leftist positions on the issues attracted Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, who traveled to campaign with her in October. Biden won the district by 2 percentage points over Trump in 2020. Follow coverage of the 2022 midterm elections on Breitbart News.